AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Sandra Bland's family says she wasn't acting suicidal, and they have no indication that she had been treated for depression. Her sister Sharon Cooper questions why a Texas state trooper had to pull Bland over on July 10th.
Sandy was pulled over for failure to indicate a proper lane change. And in looking at that as her sister, I simply feel like the officer was picking on her. Point blank, period. And I personally think that is petty.
Bland was found dead in a Waller County jail cell on the 13th. A local medical examiner says she hanged herself using a trash bag. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says the family deserves answers and that the Texas Rangers are working with the FBI in investigating her arrest and her death. Dylan Roof, the 21-year-old white South Carolina man already charged by the state with murder and attempted murder in the shooting deaths of nine black worshipers inside Emmanuel AME Church in Charleston, has been indicted on 33 federal counts, including hate crimes, weapons, and religious obstruction charges. Attorney General Loretta Lynch.
For these crimes, Roof faces federal penalties up to life imprisonment or the death penalty. I note that no decision has been made on whether to seek the death penalty in this case.
Republicans and others in Congress are challenging President Obama's nuclear deal with Iran as the White House begins its Capitol Hill lobbying effort. Secretary of State John Kerry says the pact is good for the U.S. as well as the rest of the world.
The agreement that we have arrived at with world powers is an agreement that will prevent Iran from the potential of securing a nuclear weapon.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says there are a lot of questions about the agreement.
Is this deal really about keeping America, the region, and the world safer? Or is it simply a compendium of whatever Iran will allow?
This is AP Radio News. Pope Francis' popularity is dimming a bit in the U.S. AP Religion editor Steve Coleman tells us more.
In a new Gallup survey, 59% of Americans said they think favorably of the Pope, compared to 76% last year. The most dramatic decline was among political conservatives. Only 45% gave the Pope high marks, a drop of 27 percentage points. Among Catholics, Francis' approval rating dropped 18 points to 71%. Even liberals seem to sour on the Pope. 68% viewed him favorably, but that's down 14 points from last year. I'm Steve Coleman.
The Obama administration has approved conditional permits for Royal Dutch Shell to begin limited exploratory oil drilling off Alaska's northwest coast. The two permits only allow drilling of the top sections of the wells because the company does not yet, as of yet, have certain emergency response equipment on the site. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.